It is now time for a reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Blaise Lovell joins us with a snapshot of early voting on this general election day. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine. Nice to be back on here.
Yeah, so I actually voted this morning. I didn't do early voting, and I know I was told by the pollsters there that they had a line waiting for them when they opened up at 7. So that was kind of encouraging at my precinct. You know, I know we always worry about the voter turnout. We have such a dismal record.
We do, Catherine, and glad to hear that your precinct there was a line. When I voted this morning, not so much of a line there at my precinct, but yeah, I mean, probably half of the voters that will vote in this election already voted as of Monday morning.
What were the numbers?
It was over 188,000, and that's just 1,000 less than what we had in last midterm in 2014. So the numbers are expected to go up just a little bit. So that might be good news. But also, our voter registration has jumped pretty significantly since 2014. State offices, there's about 756,000 registered voters now.
Now, I know on the mainland, it's a different snapshot. There's a tremendous turnout, but I don't know if we just don't have, you know, really sexy races this time around or in the midterms.
That's right. You know, on the mainland, people are worried about healthcare issues. Immigration reform is a big topic for them, and these are some of the things driving a lot of young people we see to the polls in the mainland. But here, generally in Hawaii, we don't have many contested races, or if we do have contested races, it's pretty clear who the candidate will win already is. The preponderance of Democrats here in the state don't help any, and for a lot of people here, that kind of dissuades them from even showing up at the polls.
And talk about the early voting, because I know in your article you mentioned that a number of the registered voters, I think, asked for ballots to be sent out, but some of them got returned, right, because of bad addresses?
Right. There's a higher and higher number every year of more people requesting mail ballots, but I was on the phone with Honolulu, the Honolulu elections chief, and they do have some problems. Some people don't update their addresses. There could be typos in their names or their addresses, and that could lead to problems, and it could be why some people weren't getting their mail ballots. On Oahu, that meant about 3,000 people didn't receive those mail ballots.
Okay, and then as far as, a lot of the candidates, I know a lot of the folks running, you know, went down and cast their votes early for themselves, I would assume.
Right. I haven't seen any of the candidates myself, but what I will say is that, you know, just because we're seeing more of these early voters turning out at early walk-in sites or via mail ballots, that might not necessarily mean that we'll see a higher turnout overall. Generally, the voters that have voted in the past will continue to vote, and it's really difficult to get new voters here in the state.
Right, and I know on the ballot we had the two controversial ones, the ConCon and the ConAm. We had the situation with the Supreme Court striking down the ConAm vote, you know, and so this the ConCon remains on the ballot question. And then there are also the charter amendments, too.
There are several charter amendments. Like you said, the ConAm question struck down by the Supreme Court. Depending on how much research voters do, that might determine whether or not they actually vote on it. Generally, what we have heard from analysts is that if people don't understand the question being posed to them, they probably will leave that section blank. And if, you know, those charter questions, blank votes are statistically basically no votes on them.
Right. And I know they vary from county to county. I think Maui's got the issue on the fines for vacation rentals. So, yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag on the ballot questions. Ours is with Hart. But all right, thanks so much, Blaise. We appreciate your story.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporting fellow Blaise Lovell with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.